This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, folks, terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than a fear of sudden death. Yours truly, Adolf Hitler. And we need to be talking about some of this stuff, friends, because things are getting a little too obvious as to what's going on in this country. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our little Stephanie Joy here. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook, just posted some of the articles that we're going to be talking about here in just a couple minutes. Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or go to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, one fan page, one personal page. Personal page is almost filled up. Aside of that, if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. I can also call in at any time. Stick to topic. Now, I know that there's a lot of listeners out there that probably know a whole lot about what we're going to be talking about today. So phone lines will be accessible. Again, stick to topic. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, for the sake of time, let's just start rolling here because we got so much to talk about. I first said during the intro, terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than a fear of sudden death. Now, this was Adolf Hitler back in the 30s. We know that he attacked his own Reichstag. He created his own political enemies. He lied to his people. As he lied to his people, they went to attack those political opponents of Adolf Hitler's. All of it was created. Only when Germany was destroyed did they realize that it was Hitler that actually was responsible for the crimes that were committed against his own people. And folks, we're seeing a lot of parallels going on in this country today with what's going on concerning illegal immigration. The border's wide open. Mr. Dick Cheney actually prophesying another attack on America within the next 10 years, which is only an exhibition of what the government hasn't done over the last 12 years, friends, and that is to protect the American people. Also keep in mind, friends, before we get rolling on this show, that it's not the terrorists. We got to be careful with this word. It's not the terrorists, friends, that are actually asking you to give up your rights. It's the American government since September 11th, and they have gained more than any terrorist could have asked for. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Now, when we hear about they and what they wanted, we got to ask the question again, friends, who are they? I'm going to play some audio for you in just a couple minutes so you can hear for yourself what they're actually saying. About a week and a half ago, we were talking a little bit about terrorism, and we know that on June of 1991, Mr. David Rockefeller, to a trilateral commission meeting, said that he was grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected the promises of our discretion for almost 40 years. He said it would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world, what Hitler tried to do in the 30s, friends. We have had been subject to the bright lights of publicity during those years. He said it couldn't have been done. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practiced in the past centuries. Now, in saying that, I also played some audio for you the last time we talked about this a couple weeks ago, where George Bush Sr., if we know anything about George Bush Sr., his dad was Prescott Bush. He was indicted back in the early 1900s for actually financing Hitler's war. And we also know that there was something called paperclip. It's Project Paperclip. And we know that we Americans actually brought over war criminals to America to pick up on their data so we could use it for the second time around. And this is what we're beginning to see. But saying all that to say this again, George H.W. Bush on September 11th, 1991 called for a new world order. On September 11th, called for a new world order. Interestingly enough, too, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, one of them had in the backpack a picture before September 11th. On April 20th, when they shot up the school in Columbine, they had a picture of an airplane going into the two towers, and it said September 11th on it.
Yeah.
So pretty interesting stuff going on here, friends. We can also see how those behind the scenes mean to rule the roost and what they're attempting to do by creating chaos so they can bring in a new world order. By the way, George H.W. Bush Sr. called for a new world order over 202 times from the presidential pulpit. It's no longer theory, friends. Here we are. We also know that China's calling for a new world order. We also know Russia's calling for a new world order. We also noticed that the Pope is calling for a new world order. So the real question is, we have to begin to ask ourselves, who are the terrorists? We know that through documentation, people were questioned over in Egypt who the Muslim Brotherhood was and where they're at. They said that the Muslim Brotherhood was created as a political tool to establish the political outcome that they wanted. We also can go over to Henry Kissinger, who said on May 31st of 2007, he said, those that oppose the New World Order are terrorists. Okay? And interestingly enough, we can go back to our founding forefathers, namely the father of our Constitution, Mr. James Madison, who stood in contradiction of everything that these criminals in office are attempting to establish through terror and chaos. He said, if tyranny and oppression ever come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And folks, what have you been told over the last 12 and 13 years? Now we see we have an administration that is doing nothing but attacking the American people. We have an administration in this country now, friends, that's actually entertaining the Muslim Brotherhood, that created political tool for the outcome that they need. We also notice that the terrorists are those that actually agree with the Constitution of the United States of America. And now what we see going over to immigration, friends, is we can see that it's actually the Department of Homeland Security who is backed with Muslim Brotherhood sympathizers. They're actually taking in illegal immigrants and they're busing them over into the United States of America. I thought it was their purpose to guard the borders. I thought there was a terrorism problem. I thought there was a terroristic threat in this country. And the only thing the American people have been reaping is their own government attacking them. Folks, at any time, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Might I remind you what Mr. Adolf Hitler rightly said? Terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than a fear of sudden death. I'm going to play some audio so you can hear directly from their mouths as to what's going on in your country right now. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Adolf Hitler, the one that was responsible for destroying his own country, he had to deceive his people. He attacked his own Reichstag. First thing he did was create something called Fatherland Security. You have something called Homeland Security. It took Mr. Adolf Hitler 6 years to destroy the German Constitution. Under the Patriot Act, guess what they're trying to destroy, friends? Again, keep in mind, Adolf Hitler said, terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than a fear of sudden death. Interesting stuff. Condoleezza Rice, under George W. Bush, during September 11, said, concerning the Red Terror, Joseph Stalin, she said, the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Just to prove my point, this is what's coming to my aid right now. You go through the airport, you have the TSA frisking you unlawfully, a violation of Article 4 of the Bill of Rights. Okay, you're suspect as a you're a suspected terrorist, friends. Do you not understand what's going on here? But over on the southern border, the borders are wide open on the pretended authority of a criminal in the White House, using children to play the emotions of the American people once again, friends. Concerning what's going on the western, or I'm sorry, on the southern borders, I want you to listen carefully to this video, and I'm going to surprise you at the end of it. I'm not going to give too much away, but I want you to listen carefully as to this report.
After 9/11, the United States is still facing a major terror threat. You may be surprised to learn who agents are catching trying to cross the border from Mexico. We reviewed congressional reports and traveled to the southwest to find a threat that affects us here in Metro Atlanta. Patrol uses choppers, ATVs, and horses to patrol the 2,000-mile southwest border. Most of the illegals caught crossing are from Mexico or South America, but thousands are classified as OTMs, other than Mexicans, including hundreds from nations that sponsor terror. These
These are the records we obtained at this federal detention center near Phoenix, Arizona. We found illegals from Afghanistan, Egypt, Iran, Iraq, Pakistan, Sudan, and Yemen in custody.
We have left the back door to the United States open.
Former Arizona Congressman J.D. Hayworth has seen the intelligence reports.
And we have to understand that there are people who definitely mean to do us harm who have crossed that border.
This Arizona rancher doesn't want to be identified because he fears the Mexican cartels who smuggle drugs and people near his property. This Muslim prayer rug was found on his ranch.
It's just one more indicator that there's a whole lot more than just a few poor Mexicans coming into the United States.
There's more. This congressional report on border threats confirms members of Hezbollah have crossed the southwest border. It also contains photos of military jackets found on the border. The Arab insignia reads, "Martyr, Way to Eternal Life." The other depicts a plane crashing into the Twin Towers.
The American public has been kept in the dark about this whole issue.
Dave Stoddard was a Border Patrol agent for 20 years. He worries about the dangerous people who get through and may be living among us.
In my experience, for every one apprehended, there was at least 10 that would escape apprehension.
The congressional report also reveals the route Middle Easterners take. They travel from Europe to South America to the tri-border region, where they learn to speak Spanish, then travel to Mexico and blend in with other illegals heading to this country.
One of the world's most wanted terrorists was actually spotted in Atlanta, and speculation is that he came up through the mountains into this country through the Mexican border.
Adnan Shirkajuma is a Saudi Arabian pilot and bomb expert with a $5 million bounty on his head. Federal agents verified he spent time in Atlanta just prior to 9/11 and left on a bus. In 2004, Shirkajuma was one of seven Al-Qaeda members the feds were looking for after they were spotted in Central America and believed to be heading for the U.S. The most grave concern from the congressional report, that Mexican drug cartels will help terrorists smuggle weapons across remote border crossings.
Because if we learn nothing from 9/11, certainly we should have learned that borders are important.
And former Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano is now Secretary of Homeland Security. We wanted to ask her about the border threat, but our request for an interview was never answered.
Is that not interesting, friends?
Oh, man. Huh.
Border agent ignores gag order. Obama is aiding, abetting, and facilitating illegal aliens. This is the same guy, friends, the same administration that is entertaining your enemies within the White House. Borders are wide open. Oh, I wanted to tell you, this is what you need to hear. That report was actually May of 2010.
Wow. This has been going on for a while.
Now, this is 4 years ago, friends.
Yeah.
So this is how long this has been going on. And the American people are still sitting down thinking that they're being protected by an administration that is advocating over 4,000 babies murdered in the womb a day. Oh. And friends, it goes on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
Just to take it a step further, what I'm now going to do is I want you to listen to some...
9 years after 9/11.
Oh, can you go ahead and... I want you to hear this. Because, again, what we need to do is we need to hear it directly from the horse's mouth or the devil's mouth, whatever is more fitting. And I just wanted you to hear, because you need to understand that Cheney, I guess that would be a good question to propose to the listener, 1-866-233-0747, who is actually, who is profited from the war in Iraq and Afghanistan more than Cheney. Now, what's interesting about this, folks, is here we have Dick Cheney, the former vice president under George W. Bush. Again, remember who the profiteers are in war? Well, he was one of them. He was on the Hugh Hewitt show. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he predicts here, because the vice president, it's almost like he has a little insight as to what's going on in our country. And I think there's a whole lot of people trying to figure out why he would say that if the government's been doing their job since 2011. Or I'm sorry, since September 11th, 2000.
A massive attack on the
here we go. Listen.
I doubt it.
Listen, here. I want to clarify this. Since September 11th, friends, 2001, what has the government been doing besides attacking the American people? What has this administration been doing besides attacking the Constitution of the United States? By the way, who came in and said he was going to fundamentally transform America? By the way, this is all scriptural, friends. If you always want the answer, just go to the Word of God, because the Lord will show you the outcome, both blessing and cursing. It's Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26. That's why I continuously make reference to those two scriptures in those two books. But I want you to, again, listen to the Vice President, Dick Cheney, okay? Listen to what he said on Hugh Hewitt's show, one of the Salem dinosaurs. All right, here we go.
Aid without a massive attack on the homeland.
I doubt it. I doubt it. I think there will be another attack. And the next time, I think it's likely to be far deadlier than the last one. Imagine what would happen if somebody could smuggle a nuclear device, put it in a shipping container, and drive it down the Beltway outside Washington, D.C.
By the way, if that were to happen, do you see the government reconstituting? Because it would have to be military rule for a period of time, at least.
Well, there was some years ago a program called the Continuity of Government Program. It was part of the Cold War strategy that we pursued here, and it involved having a government in waiting, if you will, ready to go in the event of a nuclear attack on the United States, so that we could always maintain the constitutional-based governmental authority. I was part of that program for several years, and a lot of it, I'm sure, is probably still classified, but it was very, very important. And we operated and actually trained under circumstances of how would we go about making or providing for a government to survive if we're having nuclear weapons from the Soviet Union falling all over the country.
Now, I'm kind of curious to see how this works, friends. Because I'm trying to figure out how long the American people are going to play the fools to ill-designing men. America is setting themselves up for the fall in every sense of the word. We have the conservatives, the Hugh Hewitts of the day. The Sean Hannitys. We have the Rush Limbaughs of the day, friends, that are doing everything to keep this circular debate, this circular reasoning, this debate to continue on and on and on and on while we are being infiltrated by a foreign enemy. And it's right in front of our faces, and they'll do everything but call it for what it is. Now, aside of them, let's look at the facts. And the facts we'll look on, because the writing is on the wall. And it's called terror, friends. And we see an administration today telling on itself every step of the way, without question. You'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As we look back at the atrocities that have devastated America over the last 12 years since September 11th, one has to reflect upon history and see how it is that past dictators have profited from the use of terror. For example, Hitler was responsible for attacking his own Reichstag, as I said earlier, to start a world war. He perpetuated a war against the enemies he himself created. His propagandists had the Germans believing that they were under attack, and all the while Hitler was the one doing the attacking. Hitler was also responsible for sending in his brown shirts to incite the people so he could play the role of problem solver. 80 million Germans refused to believe Hitler was guilty of these crimes until 12 million of their own fellow citizens were slaughtered. And friends, then it was too late. This, in fact, is what history teaches us. And now to the present, it seems rather strange that when America is attacked, one does not question why it is that the government is right there asking the people in this country to relinquish or forfeit their rights, in which rights hundreds and thousands of men and women fought, bled, and died to give us. Isn't that a little odd, friends? Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fever. With the cry of grave national emergency, always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrosity, foreign power, monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we didn't blindly rally behind the government. Who said that? General Douglas McCarthy, he said this of the United States government back in 1957. I said in 1957. You would think that this is what our government said on September 11, 2001. Well, it was. George W. Bush said September 20th, 2001, every nation in every region now has a decision to make. Listen to this threat, friends. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists. What did George W. Bush do? He attacked Iraq, which had nothing to do with what supposedly took place on September 11th, 2001, and he said that out of his own mouth. Well, then why did you attack them? And who profited from that war? The Cheneys of the world, friends. So after this statement, the UN Patriot Act, I'm calling it the Unpatriot Act, was signed into policy, and now Americans' Fourth Amendment rights are violated as they are searched at almost every airport in America through the TSA's pretended authority. And their authority only rides upon your ignorance of what the Constitution says, friends. And the government, step by step, aggrandizes power to itself while consuming individual liberty. That's what's going on here. Today, in your country, friends. After 9/11, America was told that, well, we were under fire by an extremist Islamic threat. Now, if you stand up against them, friends, you are called Islamophobic. Are you kidding me? In America, you are standing down to this? Again, this administration, which celebrates Ramadan in the White House, gives F-16s and tanks to the Muslim Brotherhood, continuously sympathizes with radical Islam, opens the borders for illegal immigration, and runs guns to the Mexican gun cartels to blame the American people for the crimes that they have contrived. And by the way, the definition of a terrorist means to anyone who happens to be a patriot, a Christian, a gun owner, a pro-lifer. In essence, you, America. Check out Isaiah 5:20 when you get some time. Matter of fact, just this, not too long ago, the Equal Opportunity branch of the military put out a training manual labeling evangelical Christians as the number one threat to America. Hallelujah! Woo! Shows you Jesus is alive forevermore. Right? Nobody else is in the mix, friends. See, the enemy of your soul is not at war with those that are not keeping the commandments of the Lord, only with those that actually keep the commandments of the Lord. Read the book of Revelations. It's very clear. So within a week, the USA Today puts on their front page, terror returns after the Boston Marathon bombing, and officials are stating that the suspects are possibly homegrown terrorists. No, really? You think? Folks, the question you have to ask yourself, who is this working for? Who is this working for? Thoughts?
Yeah, it's amazing. Who is this working for? And like you said, who is being under attack? If we look and we see, listen, if we've we look and see all these things that are taking place in our country. We see all of, you know, the liberties and the rights and the things that are being stripped, our Constitution. If you look at when you, like you said, when you go through an airport, what happens? You're targeted, you as an American citizen. And then you go down and look at our borders, and our borders are wide open. You see all these passings from illegal immigrants, and we see our administration opening the doors wide, and then we wonder what's going on in America. Why do we have all these problems? In fact, I've got very disturbing 19 facts about illegal immigration that every American should know, and I'm going to kind of hit on some of these, and I think it's interesting to know what's really going on. 57% of all households that are led by an immigrant, legal or illegal, are enrolled in at least one welfare program. According to one study, the cost to U.S. taxpayers of legalizing current illegal immigrants would be approximately $6.3 trillion over the next 50 years. The Obama administration has distributed flyers that tell illegal immigrants that their immigration status will not be checked when they apply for food stamps.
It's the same thing with tax returns. So who is actually luring the illegals to come to America?
Absolutely.
And he is mandating that the border control or the border patrol and control is fallen.
Yeah.
In other words, stand down. And we see now, just most recently, Freedom Outpost put an article out there talking about how those that are within the border patrol are actually calling out this administration for abetting the enemy, friends. Illegal immigrants.
Of course. In fact, one of the stats here is the Department of Homeland Security.
Now, we're saying two things, but we're saying the same thing.
Right, exactly. The Department of Homeland Security says that it has lost track of 1 million people that have entered this country, but that appear to never have left. How can you lose track?
But wait a second. We have NASA, right, who is spying on every American in this country. But did they lose track of you, America?
No, of course not.
Did they lose track of the patriots or the Christians or those that oppose the illegalities of this criminal administration? Absolutely not. They know exactly what they are. But by the way, I also don't want to give too much credit, power, or authority over to the enemy because, friends, we still have the freedom to do the right thing. So, in other words, we still have the power and the right to do the same things, which means it's not over until it's over.
It's we the people. And like you said, we're talking about two sides of the same coin. When you're talking about terror, you can say, well, listen, there's terror here on one end, and there's terror here on another end. When you're talking about people going through the borders who are non-Mexican, so on and so forth, we're talking about these Muslims and so on that are crossing through. Let's open up our eyes wide when we have an administration.
You know what, when I was doing my homework before the radio show, interestingly enough, I didn't see anybody really oppose what we were talking about right now. In other words, America is becoming wide awake to what's really going on here.
Yeah.
In other words, people are becoming educated as to what history does teach us. And what we're seeing is the unfolding of history repeating itself again. But will America wake up before it's too late? And really, friends, you can do what you will in the flesh. But I want to tell you something. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. It's time to get back to the things of God, not for security purposes or safety purposes. No, but for the very purpose that we belong to Him, we're His business, and He promises that He is ours.
Yeah, and
I want to say this too, real quick. David Rockefeller's statement to the United Nations Business Council said September 23rd, 1994, after George Herschel Walker Bush said and called for a new world order on September 11th, 1991. Listen to what he said. This is, again, David Rockefeller. He said, we are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis and the nation will accept the New World Order. Friends, what do you need?
What a coincidence. 10 years later, he's calling for it on the very day. Oh, and 10 years later, what do we have? We have September 11, 2001. We see what takes place and what happens. The American people's rights start to get stripped away from them. It's amazing.
Well, and without fail, just like the Word of God says again, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known, because all things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. These guys are telling on themselves if you're paying attention. And if you go back to any dictatorship, friends, they'll always tell on themselves. You just got to pay attention to what they're saying and what they're doing.
Right, exactly. I mean, what else can you say when you have an administration going back to the border situation and illegal immigrants? What else can you say when you have an administration that has sued individual states such as Arizona that have tried to crack down on illegal immigration? Here we have a state trying to uphold the laws and trying to put a stop to what's going on illegally. Then we have our administration coming in and suing them for doing the right thing.
I'll take you up one, okay? The Obama administration recently introduced the very first unmanned border station along the Texas-Mexican border.
Too.
Friends.
Unmanned?
They're getting loose. And what they're doing here, it's so telling. An unmanned border station. In other words, all of you illegals, you better watch out. You better know that we'll enforce, we won't. Just pretend like someone's actually sitting in that border station, making sure that you don't break the law.
I mean,
folks, this is stupidity. This is straight to the core, friends. Lawlessness. This is tyrannical acts all the way through and through. And again, friends, those that listen to this radio show know that we still have the power to do the right thing, but it's up to you to respond to the truth given. That's all.
And I want to say, too, for those of you that came into this country legally, as legal immigrants, it's a slap in the face to them who went through the right process. It might have taken a long time, maybe several years, but they did it the right way. Now we're opening the doors wide for lawlessness.
But you got to understand, too, when we go back to the tyrant King George, he created domestic insurrection, and this is a communistic methodology that they are using right now to create insurrection, domestic insurrection within, so they can attack without. Now, just mark my words, friends. I know I'm right on this.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. And why we support Sons of Liberty, because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty. They stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
My little Steffi here, friends, is kindly rebuking me and correcting me. I was thinking of Hershey candy bars. I said Herschel.
The big chocolate
Walker.
Man.
Sorry about
yeah,
that.
Herbert yeah. Walker Bush. But, you know, it's interesting, too, before the break when you were talking about, you know, how creating, you know, crime within, insurrection within the United States to bring in their, you know, their order. What's interesting how it correlates and goes along with, you know, the illegal immigration that we find ourselves in here today. According to the FBI, there are approximately 1.4 million gang members living in our cities. Illegal immigration has been one of the primary factors that has fueled the growth of these gangs. Now, people can't just say, well, listen, that's just a southern issue. You know, just on along the border. I live in Minnesota. I live in, you know, Maine. I mean, it's not really going to affect me. Listen.
Well, if someone gets an infection, you can't just say it's, you know, it can start at the tip of your finger, but
it's not going to go to the whole body.
That's exactly right.
It's like saying, well, you know, the hole is only at the top of the front tip of the boat, you know. I'm at the back portion. It's not really going to hit me. No, of course it's going to hit you. That's why we have to just think about the problem. And going back to the problem, there are only about 200 police officers, for example, assigned to Chicago's gang enforcement unit to handle the estimated 100,000 gang members living in the city.
Now, so, why would you diminish your police force that way?
So they could take over.
Here's the first question. Why would you have to increase your police force? Because you've forsaken your God.
That's exactly right. So when we're going back and saying, listen, well, these things aren't really affecting me. Yeah, they're going to affect every part of your life and everything that you do if you don't stand up and do something about the problem. This is we the people in America if we can't say, well, listen, the president's not doing his job, and of course he's not in Congress. Bottom line,
if the president's
we need to do
not
our
doing,
job.
That's exactly right. Because if the American people were doing their job, the president, rest assured, would have to be doing his
job. That's right. If we were holding his feet to the fire and saying, no, this is what you are going
to do. We're on the last segment right now, and we just noticed something. I've been getting some stuff going on via Facebook telling me that I'm being heavily censored when I am posting my articles. And on some of my pages, I'm doing really well, but on other pages, I'm not. We also noticed over the last week, it's been real quiet. The producer just said to me, it's been real quiet over the last week. We don't know if the phone lines have been, if they're being tampered with. If you could give someone a call here, just I don't care if we get 100 calls, 1,000 calls, or just one phone call right now, please let us know if our lines are open. 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. As I just told Stephanie and the producer during the break, it's been real quiet. And then he brought to my attention, yeah, it has been over the last week. We want to make sure the phone lines are accessible again. 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.
Yeah, and going back to crimes, going back about some of these statistics, overall, more than 55,000 people have been killed in drug-related violence in Mexico since 2006. And if you look at it, that is the same level of violence that will eventually show up in major U.S. cities unless something is dramatically done about the illegal immigration. And going back to this unmanned post.
Okay, wait a second. Before you hit that, just keep in mind, we have all these illegals coming over here, namely the drug cartels, because someone is buying the drugs, luring them over here in the first place to America's own demise.
That's
once
right.
again.
Shame
so
on
if Americans weren't buying, then people wouldn't be dying.
That's exactly right. And when you go back to this unmanned border station, I mean, if it wasn't so horrible, it'd be laughable. I mean, what person in their right mind would say, yeah, we're going to go ahead and put a booth for a hall monitor here. Let's just put it in really simple terms. I'm going to put a booth for a hall monitor here, but don't worry, there's not actually going to be anyone sitting in that booth to make sure that kids don't run in the halls and make sure that they're behaving as they should. You would say, what a joke, like anybody's going to follow any rule of law when there's no one there to enforce the law. And like you said, this administration has told on itself time and time and time and time again. It's almost like you want to shake the American people and say, what more do
That's
you need?
And
grab the scruff of the neck and say, look at what's
rock
going
the
on.
Boat.
We need to rock the boat. It's because we haven't rocked the boat that we
That's
find
right.
ourselves sinking in this boat.
Yeah. Well, I think if the American people could get a glimpse at what they actually have going for them, speaking of the New World Order jokers, the monkeys, they would be astonished. And they would probably sit back and say, then why are all of these people across the country talking about how bad things have become? Well, I mean, these are the people that are responsible for it? Yep. That's all they would say? Yep. These are the few that are creating a handful of all of these problems that we got in this country? Yep. Just like you were talking about the boat analogy, you got a little lake. It's going to sink the ship.
Yeah, you can't say, well, you know, this is down south, says you. I live up in Minnesota. What have I to fear? Listen, if there's a leak, there's a leak going.
Yeah, and we need to put a diaper on it.
Well, that's not...
Depends.
The kind of leak I was thinking of. You know, like,
we just get someone to confirm?
The boat. Yep, there we go. Phone lines are good.
Okay.
All right, good. We got a caller. We'll send that phone. He didn't want to be on the show. What's up with
Friends,
that?
This is
we were talking about standing
that,
up,
yes.
but thank
yeah,
you for
yeah,
letting us
okay.
know. All right, now I do want to say for those of you that are listening and say, listen.
Hey. I'm curious, Chase. Chase, why wouldn't he want to be on the show? He's not like one
is
of those.
Is he shy?
He just called in and said, hey, just wanted to make sure everything
oh, okay.
was good.
Well, we
Thanks. Okay.
We appreciate that. No. The reason
no,
I say
cool.
that is
that's
I wanted
awesome.
To make sure he wasn't afraid of.
No,
you know,
I think and I'm
the boogeyman.
I think it's good. Me. I'm quite intimidating.
Well, I would think so. I mean, we don't bite friends.
That's true. Not
you
at know, all.
I noticed, well, maybe this is way off topic, but ever since you said that I was like a bushy redhead, nobody's called in.
Oh,
I think they're
intimidated
scared to talk
by you.
To me. I think I'm too intimidating.
Don't worry.
What do you think? I mean, what do you think they're thinking? The listeners.
I don't know. I'm fiery redhead. I have a kind of an intimidating voice, you know.
Intimidating voice, that's what I was thinking.
Studly.
Yeah, exactly.
I noticed that too.
I'd be scared too.
Chase, what were you bringing up during the break? You were actually bringing up about Clinton bringing in illegals too for...
Yeah, you were talking about how history repeats itself, and Clinton did the same thing. Like you said, I don't know how many times, this is Clinton's administration over and over again, and to win the 1996 election, they told Clinton and his administration that you have to get 3 million... Maybe it's two or three million new voters into the system somehow.
So just
how else are you going to do that?
So just think about it. You have illegal immigrants coming into this country illegally and then voting for the guy that actually got them to come over here or advocated them coming over here in the first place illegally.
Right.
What do they think the system's going to be like if everybody comes over into this country illegally? Do you think they're going to be law abiders?
And with that stat, too, and like you said, you've given the analogy before of Jonathan Edwards and his descendants, what they gave to the country.
That's right.
As opposed to, I can't remember the other guy's name, but what they cost the country.
Yeah.
When you got immigrants costing our nation $6.5-something trillion dollars.
Right, yeah.
What's the point of immigration again? Are we bringing people in to cost our nation, or are we bringing people in to add to?
Yeah, you were thinking of Max Jukes, by the way.
Right. Yep.
If you think about it, if your first act coming into America is to break the law, as you just mentioned, what makes you think you're going to be law-abiding?
They're leaving their country because their country is so bad and their government is so corrupt. What, they want to come over to one that's, well, maybe a little bit better? But
right.
Do you think for one moment, if you're an illegal listening to me right now, do you think for one moment that Obama and your president over there aren't in this together? I mean, you got to think, folks. So you need to deal with your government the way the American people need to deal with their government here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mean, duh.
Of course. And for those of you that are listening and say, listen, I'm behind you guys. You're saying it like it is. I mean, I bet you we get a lot of amens and hallelujahs from people who are driving
Black
around
church,
their cars,
yeah.
You know. But it's important to not just say we agree with what you do, but to get behind and support what we do, because without your support, we cannot continue to do what we do. If you'd like to donate, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. The donate button is in the stars and the stripes. You can't miss it, right on the top. And if you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty, you can watch the live streaming as we have it going on here. You get 25% off the product of the week every week, a nice certificate. There's lots of fun things that go along with it. But most importantly, it's that you're helping further the gospel of Jesus Christ and talking about these issues in America that we need to restore our constitutional republic. If that's something that you want to be a part of, well, you know that your money is going towards something that's doing a huge thing to make a restoration of our American principles, Christian principles and values found in the Bible and the Constitution. You can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, scroll down a little bit. It says, become a son or daughter of Liberty. You can do it in one of four easy steps, or you can make it extremely simple just by calling us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. You can talk to Liz, and she can make it very easy for you, too, as well. But we also want you to make sure that you're empowered with our products. If you say, well, listen, I need to get some, you know, I need to get some DVDs, and I need to get educated and get some, I got some neighbors, I want to hand them some books or DVDs or a comic book or your My War documentary. There are so many great things that you can take off the website that you can use to be able to further the gospel of Jesus Christ, and kind of sometimes it's hard maybe to speak to a relative family member. Just give them a book or a DVD and say, hey, I'd value your opinion on this, and leave it at that. It's amazing. Sometimes an outside source can speak to the ones you love better than you talking one-on-one to them. So for those of you who can't support, we appreciate your donations. And for those of you who are supporting, thank you sincerely from our hearts for being sons and daughters of Liberty and caring enough about your freedom to put your money where your mouth is and do something about
folks,
it.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. Deeds, not words, said George Washington, and that was all derived from none other than Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, the line of the tribe of Judah. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more.
Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.